Right.
The win out of 15 wides in the second half.
Sorry?
The win out of 15 wides in the second half, what are you concentrating on?
Yeah, just a bit Jekyll and Hyde-ish, I suppose, really. You know, there was good parts and there was some terrible parts. It's a mixed bag, I suppose, really, in terms of reflections on it. Controlled parts of the game, you know, quite well. Had to work hard on their puck out. Particularly their sharp puck out was causing us some difficulties, and that was a bit of work for us to do. I don't know, did we ever get it completely under control, but listen, we worked hard on it. The wides were disappointing, absolutely. You know, whilst we're happy to have created those scoring chances, we need to be taking more of them. And I'd say our shooting efficiency is the lowest it's been all year in that, in the performance. But listen, at the same time, very happy to be league champions. You know, we went after it. We worked hard right throughout the campaign. And, you know, all I can ask is the players to work hard and for them to have, you know, a good attitude and application to what we're doing with them. And I think they've answered all the questions for us so far this season. Yeah, that's probably about the size of it.
The injuries, pre-match and during the game?
Yeah, pre-match was fairly simple now, to be fair. Declan just has the flu. He's had it all week. So, yeah, he'll be fine next week. He'll be back in training. Kyle just had a very minor strain on Tuesday night, so that didn't respond well early in the week. So he's he could have played today, but obviously that wouldn't be a wise decision. So he'll come back in next week and train probably next week. Other than that, clean bill of health, really.
Mike, was Mike injured during the game?
Mike came off with a HIA, yeah. So he's been assessed as we speak, so yeah, he got a bang over underneath the stand in the first half, and he appeared to be absolutely fine initially, but subsequently developed some dizziness, so we got him off.
John, obviously Declan and Kyle, William O'Donoghue as well, who was suspended, are usually really big players for Limerick. How, I suppose, encouraging is it that the players can just step in and it's like you don't miss a beat?
I wouldn't necessarily say that we didn't miss a beat now. I think that's been a bit kind, you know, because it's the cohesiveness of the unit. And obviously, if you take three or four pieces out of the, you know, the collective that make up that unit, you know, it is disruptive. There's no two ways about that. Any team, doesn't matter what team it is, if you take out three or four pieces out of it, especially all quite closely interconnected. So, you know, you've 6, 7, 9, that's a trio there, it's a triangle of players in that area. So it does have an impact, it does disrupt. But I have to say that the lads that came in, I thought, did really, really well. And, you know, from a positive coming into the game, I would have said, okay, we'd love to have had the lads available to play, but not having them asks questions of others. And sure, isn't that a great thing to have now for them as a reference point going into the championship? You know, they have another game under their belt. Colin Coughlin's another full game under his belt at wing back. That's a huge positive for us. Cathal O'Neill got out to midfield and got a bit of game time in midfield. That's something we've been looking to do for a while, but didn't get the opportunity till today. So, you know, little bits and pieces like that. It wasn't seamless, but it's great exposure for them to have.
And John, something you spoke about during the league campaign was creating more goal chances. I think it was after Donegal Dalek's goal in one of the encounters there. But today there seemed to be an emphasis on that. Obviously, you got the two goals, but even there seemed times where maybe the point was an easier option, but you went for the juggler.
Yeah, it was very encouraging to get two goals. You know, there was one or two more possible opportunities. Kilkenny had a couple of opportunities as well to start the second half. I think they're in the 40th to the 50th minute. I think they were on top at that stage, created a couple of chances. Nicky was solid, and you know, the boys were working back and putting some tackles in to just disrupt the chance. It wasn't a clear-cut chance, but absolutely delighted with the couple of goals we got. There is obviously an emphasis there, but I think most teams have an emphasis on it now, and you know, it's encouraging to see the boys going for it. Hopefully, as we go along, the cohesiveness of that will become slicker, and hopefully we'll be able to create a few more.
A lot of massive amount of obviously travelling fans from Limerick, although there was the Curlis v Cork issue, I suppose, ahead of the game. But fans now, I suppose, from Limerick, the mentality shift coming, I suppose, with an expectation that Limerick are going to win, rightly or wrongly. Is that ever hard to get used to, I suppose, because for so long the mentality was we probably feared big games and big teams like Kilkenny?
What supporters are thinking when they're coming to a match, I can assure you, is the least of my concerns. I wish them well. I hope they have a safe journey every day they go out. But from our perspective, listen, it's all about the performance. And that's all we can control. That's all we can go after. Like, we've an incredibly tough Munster Championship coming up. You know, if you were to look back on the last three or four, you'd have to say that this is possibly the most competitive one, you know. And there's a lot of teams that can hurt you very badly, very quickly, if they're given the opportunity. So, you know, that's not lost on us. We've 2 weeks' work to get done now before the first round against Waterford, and our focus is very firmly going in that direction now this evening.
You feel like you're in a better position, John, this year? It's, maybe it was a bit of an unknown going into last year's championship after a patchy league. Are you happier with the consistency element this year?
Listen, we're obviously, you know, probably moving a little bit better than we were this time last year, okay? There was, at this time last year, there was no question answered really as such. You know, it was only subsequently that we just managed to pull it together and get it right. But every year is different, and I've always pointed this out, that no two seasons are the same. They all bring their own story, their own narrative. And we just felt this year, this was right for us, because we had a lot of players finished their championship early. And, you know, it felt good to us to go back training in December and, you know, get some work done at that time. And obviously the players had an appetite for it. I think we managed it very well, the way we worked it with the players that were playing with clubs that went on a bit longer in the season. And hence we've you know, managed to maintain a good freshness in the group. And I think that's reflected in our performances. But look, you know, if you ask me where I wanted to be right now at this stage in the season, we're there. The next question is, where do we want to be in 2 weeks' time?
And you're still happy that there's more gears to get there over the coming months?
Well, the question will be asked, and whether we've got the answer now will be the next thing, you know. So it's up to the players to respond to that question when it'll come, and I've no doubt it'll come. Like, in 2 weeks' time it'll come, guaranteed. So looking forward to it, you know, it's a big challenge. But I wonder, you know, we'll embrace.
Do you get to enjoy this tonight, or do you just have to kind of realise the proximity, you kind of just have to get back in the championship more?
Yeah, no, the boys will be put feet up now and relaxed, having a cup of tea to see them. That'll be the that'll be the thing. No, because listen, you know, the window's very short, and as much as you'd like to give them a bit of freedom, you know, they've had their chances over the last number of months, so it's a case of just go home and relax now and get ready for Tuesday night.
Did you talk about what sets Nicky apart as a goalie?
How are you? You're very welcome in there. What's your own name?
David.
David, you're very welcome. You're from the New York Times. I heard you were here. Nicky, listen, to be fair, he's a very experienced player. Follows on a long line of goalkeepers, and he's a very important player within our group. And his consistency, I think, is the word that Michael mentioned there earlier. Consistency is that man's middle name, I think. And he works extremely hard. He's got an incredible work ethic and takes incredible punishment on a nightly basis of training to put himself in the position that he's in. A great lad.
After last year, the way Waterford went, some arguing that the league final should come with a kind of health warning attached. Like, it doesn't feel like that now, does it, after the way you've gone so far?
Talk to me in 2 weeks' time. You know, listen, you have to, like, if you were to think like that, you'd do nothing. You know, how will this be interpreted? Like, if we are not successful on the 23rd, it'll be because our performance isn't good enough. It won't be because we played the league or won the league. It'll be because we just didn't play well enough, right? And that'll be that in the story, and nobody will convince me otherwise. And I think if you were to ask Liam Cahill, he'd tell you the exact same thing. We just didn't perform well enough when it came to the championship match after having won the league. So it's up to us now to take today's performance and go and see if we can raise the bar ourselves in 2 weeks' time and play better. We're going to have to be far more accurate. We're going to have far more energy. And that's the challenge now for the boys to answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm going to walk away.